With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Trump speaking from Trump Tower in Manhattan this hour. His campaign says it raised $34.8 million as donations poured in after he was convicted in his New York criminal trial. Mr. Trump says he was facing a no-win situation from the start.
It was a rigged trial. We wanted a venue change where we could have a fair trial. We didn't get it. We wanted a judge change. We wanted a judge that wasn't conflicted. And obviously, he didn't do that.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Trump verdict in New York has only improved odds on him returning to the White House.
And they assessed that Donald Trump, prior to this verdict, had a 54% chance of winning the White House. I think that's underestimated. They think Republicans had an 80% chance of winning the Senate. They gave us a 64% chance of keeping and growing the House majority. I think all those numbers just went up pretty dramatically.
Speaker Johnson interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he's registered as an independent, raising questions about his future political plans. Manchin has long been an outspoken critic of the Democratic Party and an obstacle to many of President Biden's legislative priorities. A price gauge closely tracked by the Federal Reserve cooled slightly last month.
The report showed that an index that excludes volatile food and energy costs rose 0.2% from March to April, down from 0.3% in the previous month. It's a sign that inflation may be easing after running high in the first 3 months of this year. Overall, inflation climbed 0.3% from March to April. It's the same as in the previous month.
Correspondent Jeremy House measured from a year earlier the so-called core prices climbed 2.8% in April, the same as in March. This is SRN News. A pair of pro-life pregnancy centers are off the hook.
Washington State is dropping its investigation of the clinics after accusing them of violating the Consumer Protection Act. A lawyer for the center says, quote, "The Constitution protects all pro-life organizations' right to freely speak their beliefs and exercise their faith." Several states and localities have taken pro-life pregnancy centers to court, claiming they cannot claim to offer pregnancy services unless they perform abortions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom putting the spotlight on Eritrea. The commission says that Eritrean authorities are holding an estimated 500 Christians as prisoners. This despite a call from the United Nations for the government to uphold the right to freedom of religion or belief and to guarantee related freedoms of expression, peaceful assembly, and association. This is SRN News. Own a Tesla? Well, there's a recall.
The automaker is recalling more than 125,000 vehicles to fix a seatbelt warning system and could increase the risk of an injury in a crash. The feds say the recall includes certain 2012 through 24 Model S, 2015 through 24 Model X, 2017 through 23 Model 3, and 2020 through 23 Model Y vehicles. Tesla plans to deploy an over-the-air software update to the affected vehicles free of charge in June. Rich Thomason reporting.
The IRS will make permanent the free electronic tax return filing system that it experimented with this year, the agency asking all 50 states and the District of Columbia to help taxpayers file their returns through the program in 2025. The IRS also inviting all states with a state income tax to sign up and help people. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.